Thanks for joining us as we continue through the Psalms. Today, Psalm 37. We're still in this Psalm 37. Today, 25 through 30, verses 25 through 30. This is, again, a Psalm of David. David says, I've experienced life. I was young and I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked, they're going to perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked or let them be condemned when brought to trial. I write this for those between jobs, looking for a job or needing to find a different job. I understand the challenges, the networking, the waiting, the interviews, the waiting, the disappointment when you learn you were not chosen for the position, and then the waiting for another opportunity. There is a verse in today's passage just for you, and I want to zero in on that verse. David said, I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. David says he never saw a time in his entire life when God failed to provide for his children. Now, I can't tell you when the job's going to come, but I do know God always keeps his promises. His timing will be perfect, and he's going to give you the opportunity that will meet the needs of your family as well as the blessing to share his resources with others. Keep networking, keep interviewing, keep chasing down the leads, keep praying. Know that God is on your side. Depend on him. He's going to take care of you. And you're going to be amazed at what he provides. So, Father, I pray for those in the job search. Keep their minds and hearts focused on you. Keep their emotions in check by your Spirit. Remind them that they are not alone in the search. You're right there with them. You'll always provide exactly what is needed. Give them your peace, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen.